talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange. Read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
And away we go. It's a Getaway Friday. Friday, April 24th, 2026. Last Friday in the month of April. 18 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Want to remind everybody, we'll be live tonight, 8:15 till 10 p.m. for the Friday Night Live program. And then Matt will be live tonight, 10:15 until 11 p.m. And we'll all have to find out what is on his mind tonight. Matt had to run out to an appointment, so joining us in the studio here this hour, Sean Kraft. Sean, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm always good.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sunny day.
It is.
How could you not be happy? It's April, and 6 days left in April.
Yep, 6 days left.
April showers bring May flowers.
Yeah.
By the way, do you want to remind everybody the phone lines are open if you'd like to call in, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I did want to get your thoughts on the end of the Heather Hill campaign, because you got a chance to meet Heather. She was in here doing an interview at one point. What did you make of the end of her campaign and her in general?
She's a nice person. I think she ticked off her running mate, and it caused caused that to go on the wayside. But other than that, she was a decent person to talk to.
Well, why do you think she got involved in this back and forth that led to the end of her campaign for governor?
I really don't know. I don't know what caused it exactly. There was a conflict somewhere.
Well, I guess my question is, why do you keep firing? I mean, if you say you don't want the man to be your running mate anymore because he said something to his wife, when he fires on you, why do you keep firing back? That's what eventually led to the deterioration and led him to go to the Secretary of State and withdraw his candidacy, which brought an end to her campaign.
Right. You know, sometimes we get heated in the wrong time, and obviously she got heated, and caused her to lose out.
Well, I don't understand. None of this stuff that they were saying about each other had anything to do with the campaign. I mean, she said that he called her an N-word bitch, and then he said that she had zero integrity and was a terrible person. And then he called her a deranged lunatic and a narcissist. He called her physically disgusting. He said her soul was black. He said not even with a handful of blue pills would he be able to do anything with her. It's that repulsive, and the only thing more disgusting than you physically is what's on the inside. She said that he pulled her close in photo ops. She said that his ex-wives had said they were abused by him. I mean, why?
I don't know. That's what we're in America nowadays. We are in that kind of society. People want to take a lot of digs at each other.
But it cost her campaign.
Yeah. Fortunately, it did.
You know, if she would have just stopped after she said that he had made some remarks that had made some females unhappy, he spouted off at her, said she was a lunatic. If she would not have replied there, I think it all would have went away. And she'd still be on the... People are hotheads. They want to respond. They don't know how to control their emotion. And it goes back to the famous politician Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Who said many years ago, nothing gives one more of an advantage over another as to always remain cool and unruffled during all circumstances. Now, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's still true today.
Right. I don't know. A lot of people want the last word. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, but why do people get up so... Okay, so what? He called her a lunatic. Does she think she's a lunatic? Who cares?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know.
Why are people so concerned with what other people... Like, I'm always fascinated by when... Let's say I called somebody a name, okay? And somebody heard it. And they rushed to tell that person that I called them a name. Now, that person would have never known that. Why is it better that they know? Who cares?
I don't know. I really don't. it's a crazy situation.
Well, because that's what happened in this case to a certain extent. She never heard him call her the N-word. It's her campaign manager that says he heard it. Huh. Well, why would he run to her and tell her that, even if the guy did say it, which he denies saying it?
Oh, if people like gossip.
Yeah, it didn't do him any good. No, he's not the campaign manager anymore. There is no campaign.
Yeah. But people do love that gossip. They do.
Yeah, but took him down.
It took him down.
And that's why people should always think about Abraham Lincoln.
Yep, you pay the piper when you...
Can't control your emotions. Yep. Your emotions will do you in every time.
Exactly.
Absolutely every time. All right, again, the phone lines are open here today. If you'd like to weigh in on any of this, 740-383-9944. Okay, well, what do you make of this? There's a story now, Matt and I were talking about this as the hour was ending, that people are doing too much maxing on their looks, working on their looks too much. And people are now saying that we should go back to doing things halfway. And there are even stories out there now of men using hammers on their jaws to make them look more chiseled.
Hammers?
Oh, yes. Young guys using hammers on their jaws to make them look more chiseled.
Oh, my goodness. I did not hear about that. Well, wouldn't that... That would be... Well, I guess that'll keep the dentist people in business.
Well, I don't think they're knocking their teeth out. I think they're trying to contour the bones.
Yeah, but wouldn't that do something to the teeth as well?
I don't think that's the... I think they got bigger problems if you're doing that.
I would think so. Good, great.
But the point is, why so much time on the looks? Called maxing.
Because everybody wants to look good.
I get that you want to look good, but why do you have to go to such an extent to look good?
I don't know.
Tans, hair dyes,
Botox,
plastic surgery, working out, Pilates, YMCA, fake nails, fake eyelashes, eyeliner. Why? Why is it so important? Hitting yourself in the face with a hammer.
It's Hollywood. People want to be a Hollywood star and they want to look good.
I just think everybody wants to be loved. Nobody wants to think that people dislike them. That really bothers people. If somebody thinks that people dislike them, they don't like it. Even if they really don't dislike them, they don't even like the thought that somebody might dislike them.
Yeah, I don't know. That's just crazy to take a hammer to your face. Gee, man, Christmas.
Well, it's bad.
Yeah.
But what is it that they're gaining? Somebody saying you look good?
Pain. They're getting pain, that's for sure.
Well, they're willing to go through the pain, though.
Yeah.
For people to say, you look good.
Huh. Should I try to take a hammer to my jawline?
Which one? I don't know. I think it's silly.
Yeah.
It's just, but do you think that we should stop worrying about this maxing and possibly going back to just doing it halfway?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whoever came up with this maxing or whatever they call it. I don't know. There's a lot of people who do a lot of stuff, these trends, I guess they call it.
Well, I think the trend of wanting to look good has continued to go year after year after year after year.
Yep.
You know, I said I got a letter from Sherrod Brown in the mail.
Oh, did you?
I did, and I thought that was very nice. A handwritten letter from Sherrod Brown thanking me for the conversation and saying he would see me in Marion when he comes here next.
Oh, well, good.
So, I mean, people don't write handwritten letters anymore. Now, Matt did not think that handwritten letters were necessary. I like a handwritten letter.
It's more important.
I think it's more personal.
Yeah, more personal. Yep.
And I think you see somebody's handwriting and the fact that they took time to address an envelope and put it in the mail and pay for a stamp. I just think it means more.
Yep. Do you think he actually wrote it or did...
Well, yeah, it's his handwriting.
His secretary.
No, I think it was him.
Okay.
Looks like his handwriting.
Does it? Okay. That's good.
So, why don't we do this, though? Even though this is the more personal thing to do, why are people so lazy?
The internet. It's easier. I mean, now you don't have to write your own letter. You can just have AI do it.
Yeah, but I'm saying, what is this going to do to society as a whole? We learn so much about history from people's letters.
Right. Oh, yeah, like Neil Brenton and... President Harding.
Well, she didn't save her letters, but Carrie Phillips did. So, John Adams was a big letter writer. A lot of those people were big letter writers.
Yeah.
But if we don't have any letters, what's that going to do?
Nothing you can do about it.
No, but why have we become so lazy?
I don't know. I don't like writing letters either. More than the next person does. I'd rather just type them up than handwrite them.
Yeah, but I don't know that people... See, here's where society has changed. I don't think people ever liked doing it. I think they did it because that was the proper thing to do. Now we've become a society that if we don't like it, we're not going to do it.
Right.
You know, well, you know, there are a lot of things in life not to like that you should do. I don't think anybody likes taking out the garbage. But they got to do it.
Right.
I don't think anybody likes going to the doctor, but you got to do it. You know, so what's the difference?
I don't know. It's people just have their own way of doing things nowadays.
Well, they can have their own way of doing it. I just don't know why people... I think they're going to look at this time of life and they're going to say that was a very lazy culture.
Yeah, when I was growing up, that's all we ever got is handwritten letters.
Yeah, but I'm talking, you know how long it takes to write a letter and put it in an envelope? 10 minutes, maybe? Maybe if you're working really hard, 20 minutes? But people will sit on their phone for hours and hours and hours. That's not too hard.
So what did he write you a hand letter? Is he going to come on your show?
No, I told you what he wrote. Thanks for the conversation. I'll see you in Marion next time I'm there.
Oh, okay.
It was a thank you note for the interview he just did.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I think that's nice to get a thank you note. I wouldn't have expected him to do that.
Has he did it before?
No, but I haven't interviewed him in a long time either.
Oh. Yeah, because you interviewed him, what, 3 or 4 years ago?
Oh, more than that. It's... Oh, probably when he was, I don't know. I've interviewed him, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's completely different.
Yeah, not too many people. Are they even teaching kids and stuff how to address envelopes and stuff like that in school anymore?
I don't know. They did for a long time.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it for a long time, but they might.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they're still doing that or not.
And again, if anybody's got any thoughts on this, feel free to give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, here was a subject that got a lot of attention the other night during the television version of The Exchange, which people can get online. Go to YouTube, search Exchange, Scott Spears, it should come up. But 1 in 5 Americans believe they possess psychic ability.
Oh, I believe that. I believe in psychics.
Now, see, Matt says no.
Matt says no?
He said no.
Oh, I believe in them. I believe I went to a couple of them before. And I think it's a real thing. They can't hit them on the head every time, but I believe in them.
So, what have you learned that you thought was correct.
I learned that my guardian angel was Kay Fran.
Kay Fran?
Yeah, Fran, yeah.
She was on my show.
Yeah, she was on your show.
Yeah.
And she read my read me, and she said I had a guardian angel around me. I believe that.
Okay.
What?
Maybe.
But haven't you
also gotten some bad news from psychics as well? Now, do you believe the bad news?
I believe the bad news, too.
Okay.
But I think I had more good news than bad news. And then, remember when I hit that house back in 2024? My car?
Yeah.
I could have got killed. But I think it's my guardian angel was there to slow me.
So, like, all the... But now, here's the question. So, all the people who are killed in accidents, are their guardian angels just off duty? See, that becomes the problem with things like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you just have to believe, I guess.
And everybody eventually dies, so when you die, is that when they're off duty?
I don't know. Good question.
Because the only way you can thank a guardian angel is if you lived through it. But if you didn't, can't say anything.
Yeah. I guess it depends on what you believe in, I guess, you know.
But I thought the number's kind of high that 1 in 5 people believe they possess psychic ability. 1 in 5?
I mean, she said everybody has it. You just got to learn how to turn it on.
Okay. Have you figured out how to turn it on?
No, not me personally. But I've been to, like, other psychics, and they nail stuff on the head.
The best psychics I ever had on over the years on a regular basis were Kay Frayne, her daughter Jackie Hearsome, and a guy from the church in Ashley, his name was Stephen Clevenger. He was the reverend over there. Those were the best psychics I ever had on.
Yeah. They were really good.
I thought all three of them were very good.
Yeah.
Then there were some that I wondered. I thought, well...
Oh, who was that kid that you brought into the old WDCM or whatever it was? Or remember we was at the building there on, what is it? Church Street? What is it?
It's where the Witz, yeah. Frozen Custard is now.
Yeah. Who was that guy? Oh, man. He was something else. He was a young guy.
I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
He was different.
Yeah. He was different.
He hugged you.
He hugged me, and he's all...
See, when he went to hug you, I stepped back. See, because then I knew that he was going to try to hug me.
Yeah.
To get to say goodbye, and I wasn't letting that happen.
Yeah. And you let it happen to me.
I didn't know you were going to get hugged.
Oh.
He was nice. What's wrong with a good hugging?
Well, he was a different guy. That's all I can tell you.
He was a little bit of a different guy.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you're a fan of this foodie, DC Foodie.
I do. I watch him on Facebook.
He was on Adam the other day, Adam's show. Mm-hmm. Adam's excited about that. That's good.
Good. Wonder how that turned out. I didn't get to listen.
I don't know. I think, Adam seemed to like it.
Oh, good.
So, what's your feeling on old Foodie?
He tells us, you know, sometimes he gives like mixed reviews. Like he'll say, this wasn't all that great, this food. And sometimes he'll say, it's 100% great. But his videos are pretty cool, how he does his videos.
He's a good video editor.
Yeah, very good videos.
Now, he likes to say he's a weirdo and what's the other thing he says?
What else does he say? I can't remember what it was now because I haven't watched his videos for a while. But
I don't know. You know, if you like something, you like it.
Yeah.
If it's doing well, it's doing well. What's wrong with that?
I don't know where he's from. I don't know if he's from Cleveland or okay. I know he goes all over the place.
Well, why do you think it's went over so well in Marion though? He spends a lot of time here.
He does. He goes to a lot of... You know some of the restaurants that I didn't know anything about that we had him in this town. That's one good thing. He shows, like, restaurants and spas and all that that I never knew Marion had them. They don't advertise very good in Marion. You know what I mean?
Well?
So I found out more stuff that we have in Marion.
What have you found?
Well, I didn't know about that spa. There's a spa here in Marion he goes to. What is it? Something spa and whatever they call it.
I don't know. Honestly.
Like cotton mouth all of a sudden.
You have a little bit of cotton mouth.
Yeah.
I saw him in the beginning. And I thought he would be a good interview subject.
Yeah.
But then he couldn't do it on short notice. And then there was a. I heard some of the bad stuff. And then I thought, well, I really don't want to get into the bad stuff. And what am I going to talk to this guy about?
What kind of bad stuff are they talking about?
Well, I mean, people have claimed that he does not tip when he goes to these places. People have claimed that he 90% of the time does not pay for the food. That really what's going on is he's doing the video, they're giving him the food, which is fine, but you should mention that. And that's why he doesn't really give people bad reviews. He gives them a good video. You know, so it's a little, I guess you should just know what's being done. You know, why this is happening. You know, he approaches them and says, I'm going to give you a video that's going to promote your restaurant. You give me a free meal or whatever, whatever. And that's what happens.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, it pops up on my Facebook and my TikTok just about every day.
Well, he's probably in your algorithm. See, I never watched any of the videos, so he's never been in my algorithm, but I thought in the beginning he was doing a good thing, and he still might be for all I know. I'm just saying that some of the stuff you start to hear about him is a little different.
Yeah. He was live the other day on TikTok. I tried to reach out to him, but he didn't. I don't know if he didn't see my comment or he just ignored my comment. I don't know.
I don't know. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know about him. Good for him. I mean, if it's working well and things are going well, good for him. I don't know. It's kind of like politics in a way. I think when you get a lot of attention like that, you got to be completely honest with what you're doing, or else you get backlash
right.
Eventually.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Maybe you should go to a psychic.
You think so? To find out if he's doing anything correctly?
Well, I wonder if he's one of five who believe in they possess psychic ability.
I don't know. Good question.
I think it's interesting. Now, this is an interesting story. It says, is working from home a career killer for women? I guess it could be for all people, though. A magazine recently said yes, that it's a career killer because you need to be there. You need to be in the office to talk to the managers, to get the promotion, to know what's going on in the office. And if you're not in the office, it's not going to happen.
Well, I don't know. I just kind of disagree with that. I think, you know, your employers, I mean, you start to do FaceTime and Zoom meetings and stuff like that when you're working from home. So they can still get you a promotion that way.
I don't think you can do it all digitally. I really don't. I do agree with that because you can't see how somebody's dressing, which a lot of times is how you promote. We obviously have talked about physical appearance. You can't see that if somebody's well put together every day or just when they're showing up on their video. If you're not in the office, you don't know the inner office politics, who's doing what and how well they're doing it and who's doing extra work. And I think a personal relationship a lot of times with your boss, you might. I know a lot of times the biggest conversations, longest conversations I have with management happen in the break room when I'm on break and I run into them. You're not going to do that if you're not in the office.
Yeah. I guess if you're looking at different both ways, I guess. But,
I mean, that's just like if you're in the office, you go, well, that person's the favorite. Well, how do you know they're the favorite? Because you see the boss interacting with them more often. If you're not in the office, you can't interact with the boss, and you're not seeing them.
Right. What if the boss works from home?
Well, if your whole business is from home, that's different. But if there is an office, I think it's going to be much harder for you to be promoted if you're working from home rather than somebody who's there doing something.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, good point, I guess, if you stop and think about it, I guess.
I mean, I think you're just going to languish in the same position. Now, if that's okay with you, that's okay. But I don't know. I just... Yeah, Governor, or no, was it? No, it's President Trump who tried to order, he ordered all government workers that they had to come back to the office.
Yeah.
Because they said this is not working.
Right.
And you know what's interesting? People who champion working at home, it's kind of funny, because they're also the people who don't like going somewhere and not being able to get a live person. But yet, they want people to work at home.
Right.
But yet they don't like it when somebody is not there for them live.
Yeah. That is a little different, isn't it?
Well, it seems a little ironic.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think you nailed something on the head there. I guess I didn't really think about it. But yeah, if you can't really get a promotion if you're working from home. Like you said.
Let's see here. Oh, one of our listeners said they used to do tarot readings at flea markets.
Really?
Now, do you really know how to do it, or is it just phony baloney stuff? 740-383-9944. Because to me, that sounds like it might be a little phony baloney.
I never got a tarot. I never had a tarot. What's it called?
A lot of people used to think that was the devil. Tarot card readings.
Oh, tarot card readings?
I don't know. But they thought Ouija boards was the devil, too.
Yeah. You know, I did a Ouija board before, and it didn't do anything to me. It didn't move or nothing like that, or...
I don't know. Can you still buy Ouija boards?
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be interesting to bring one out. That'd be a good radio segment.
Yeah.
A lot of people are very leery of Ouija boards, though.
Yeah.
They think that's the devil's work.
I don't know if I had a broken one or what, but it didn't work. I try to bring some people back.
You think you're... Who were you trying to bring back?
I was trying to talk to some of my old family members and stuff.
Don't you think, though, when they're dead, that time has passed to have a conversation?
They said the Ouija board, you're supposed to bring back the spirit.
If I want to talk to somebody who's went on before me, I just talk to them. They don't have to talk back.
they would think you're crazy.
Well, I don't do it in front of a group of people.
Like schizophrenic or something.
Well, what's the... If I saw you with a Ouija board out, I wouldn't think you were all together. Okay. Each card has meanings, and I would have customers keep their questions to themselves and read without knowing what they were asking. They would absolutely fit the cards into whatever their question was. They did a lot of the heavy lifting. See, it seems to me like it's a little phony baloney.
I've never got the card reading before.
Well, maybe we'll do that sometime.
Yeah.
What's the hypnotized?
Oh.
Yes. Yes, you were hypnotized.
No. They tried to hypnotize
me. Well, let's tell the story.
Yeah.
I brought a famous hypnotist on my show. Can't remember his name.
I can't either.
But in any event, he came on, and I had a wonderful interview with him.
Oh, God.
He got mad.
He did get mad. Because you accused him of being a fraudulent psychic or whatever.
I did not. Listen.
With Dr.
I did. Oh, no. I did not accuse him of being fraudulent.
Yeah, you just said.
I said, what do you say to people who say you're a phony and a fake and that you prey on people?
Right.
He didn't like that.
No. He did not.
This person's saying, I'm not psychic and don't really believe in tarot readings. I just think it's fun. So basically, this person was just taking people's money, I guess.
Oh.
Okay. So the point, though, is I was asking the man a question. But then he was going to give you, he was going to hypnotize you.
He was going to try.
Okay.
Yeah. And it didn't work. I kept laughing and he kept rubbing my head.
He did keep rubbing your head. That's all I remember. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And that was live.
I guess I'm one of those people that cannot be hypnotized.
I don't think you were doing what he was saying. Because he kept saying, relax.
I tried.
Think of this. Relax. Relax. Put your mind. And he was rubbing your head and all this. And what was going through your mind at the time?
I was thinking to myself, this guy's a lunatic. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, well, see, you weren't doing what he was saying.
Yeah.
I remember he had thick glasses.
And black hair.
And black horn-rimmed glasses. I wonder what happened to him.
I don't know.
Not a kind man.
No. Anyway. He did not like that when you asked him that.
If he was phony.
Phony.
Well.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
740-383-9944 if you'd like to weigh in on any of this. I would love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. It's just wonderful, wonderful stories. Now, Matt and I did this story a few weeks ago. This is a fun story. A Gen Z employee requested a leave of absence from work for a broken heart. What do you think?
Okay. Gen Z. Is that his age?
No. I forget what his generation is, but Gen Z, it's after Gen Y? I forget.
Gen Y?
Anyway.
Okay.
Young. We're talking about young people here.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, say that again one more time. She said that. Yeah.
All right. From the top. A Gen Z employee requested a leave of absence from work for a broken heart.
What? I don't know how to respond to that.
Well, what do you make of it?
I don't think that should. Did she get it? I wonder.
I hope so.
Really?
Because here now, see, Matt doesn't agree with this.
I don't agree with it either.
Well, I think you're wrong. But here's why. Because okay, now think about it. If you don't want to go to work. Okay, let's say you're broke up because you got a broken heart. Somebody broke up with you, okay? Now, are you going to tell your boss that that's why you don't want to come to work?
Probably not.
Okay. So, what this said, you're going to say you're sick, or you got the flu, or a relative died. People are always killing their relatives. So, okay. If you're honest, you're being honest with me, okay? Why should I punish you for being honest? Or just what do I want to hear lies? So, because I'm not going to make you come to work if you're sick, and I'm not going to make you come to work if a relative dies. So, if you're honest with me and you tell me the truth, okay?
Well, I just think that's just a little crazy. Just people get their heart broken all the time.
Well, if you're doing it all the time, yes. Just like if your relatives are dying all the time, I'm going to get suspicious. But I'm saying. If you do this once, or, you know...
Or twice.
I mean...
Times.
No. Well, if you call in every week and tell me your aunt's dead, I'm going to make you come in, too. I'm saying if this happens once, should I say, well, no, that's not really worth not coming to work. Okay, well, call back and lie to me, I guess. Why do we punish people for telling the truth?
Well, I don't know if that's... I mean, yeah, it's just telling the truth, but I just think that's a little outrageous.
Okay, if you're my boss, and I know that you feel that way, you think I'm going to call and tell you that?
No, you're going to tell me something different.
Right, so that what you want? Want me to lie to you?
I don't know.
This is where, you know, the best boss I ever had, no matter what you called off for, they would never ask you why you were calling off. If you said, I'm not going to be there today, they'd say, okay, see you when you come back. Because they realized what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. You've already told me you're not coming in. I can't force you in.
Right.
So I have two choices. If you do this all the time, I might fire you. If this is the only time you've done this and you're a good worker, I'm probably going to let you come back. The reason is irrelevant. It's irrelevant to me.
Yeah. But I just think... A broken heart is just Well, I guess you're not going to get, if you, I guess if you have a broken heart, you're not going to give you 100% effort anyway.
Do you want him in there moping all day?
Right. So I guess I could look at it both ways, I guess.
I'm just saying, people don't tell the truth when they call off anyway. They always make it worse than it is.
Right.
I've heard people's voice change. I'll be having a fine conversation with them, and then when they have to call off work, oh, yeah, I'm just not doing so well. Okay. You know, I guess. Now, you tell me that's not a lie? You didn't put on the dog there?
Yeah. I don't know what to say to that, yeah.
I want honesty. And again, if you called off sick every week, I'm probably going to fire you anyway. So what does the reason have to do with it?
Right, yeah, just tell the truth and get it over with. Or, like, if your dog dies or something like that.
Now, see, what if I say that's not worth it?
Well, it'd be because your dog died?
Yeah, that doesn't affect you. What's the difference between a dog dying and losing your boyfriend? And how do I know you are? How close you are with your relatives anyway? Let's say your grandma dies, but you haven't seen your grandma for 6 months.
I don't know. Good question.
If anybody has any thoughts on this, feel free to buzz in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just think it all... Are you a good employee or not?
I guess it depends on how many times you call in and...
Right, but I'm talking about the reason. That's what this is all about, the reason.
Yeah. I don't know. Good question.
What if it makes you physically sick? Some people have depression, anxiety, or a breakup would cause them to be physically sick.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it both ways now. But I think... Like you said, if you do it more than once, that's when I would draw the line.
Yeah, but if you called off twice for being sick, now would I draw the line for that?
Well.
I just think, are you showing up or are you not?
Yeah.
And how good a worker are you? How much am I willing to put up with? I think the reason is pointless.
Right. I wonder what Lee would think about that out there in listening land.
I don't know.
He seems like one of those...
740-383-9944. That's how about the tip thing? How much do you? We had this big tip controversy because the first $25,000 of tips now don't have to be claimed on your income tax.
Oh yeah, they raised it, didn't they?
Well, no, that's what it is now.
Oh, it is.
But I said that I think that's a little unfair because pizza drivers make at least minimum wage, and people who cut your hair make more than minimum wage. So not only are they getting their wage, but now they're getting up to $25,000 in untaxed income. No other... Yeah. Why don't we tip everybody? The reason we tip people in a restaurant is because they're not making minimum wage. But a pizza driver is. A hairdresser is. Why are we tipping them?
For doing a good deed, bringing the food to you.
Yeah, but why don't you tip the McDonald's employee then? Why don't you tip the person who gets your groceries? Why don't you tip the person who rings you up at the grocery store? Why don't you tip the person who rings you up at the department store? Why don't you tip the person at the coffee shop?
When I used to do Instacart, I used to tip them.
See, but what's the difference?
That was groceries?
Yeah, but I'm saying, what's the difference? They're another group that expects to be tipped.
Yeah.
Even though they make minimum wage. So, I don't understand... What if somebody provides a service, why aren't we tipping everybody or tipping nobody?
Yeah, that whole tipping thing is out of control. And then what's the other thing? They automatically put the tip on your bill. What do they call that?
Gratuity.
Yeah, that's another thing. If you don't get good service, you shouldn't get a tip.
Well, like the other day, you said you felt that you should tip the person in the drive-thru. Like a now, but see, that's weird because you'll tip the person in a drive-thru, like a old-fashioned drive-thru, But you don't tip the person in the McDonald's drive-thru. You don't tip the person in the Wendy's drive-thru. You don't tip the person in the Dairy Queen drive-thru. So why do you feel you should tip that person in that drive-thru?
I don't know. I guess it's a weird thing.
I'm sure they're making about the same money.
You think?
Well, yeah, they're not. You can't pay somebody who works in a drive-thru less than minimum wage.
I don't know. I think the whole tip thing, like you, I agree with you. I think if you want to tip, tip across the board. But we don't.
No, we don't. But why, my question is more to the point, why are there certain places we feel we should tip? Like the hair salon, like the pizza man, like the drive, like the old-fashioned drive-thru. Why tip those people, but nobody else?
I don't know. It's a weird situation, in it, if you stop and think about it. I guess I really never thought about that until today.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Make people think.
Yeah.
But I just think that you should... I you have to understand that people in the restaurant aren't making minimum, so you got to tip those people.
Right.
But everybody else is.
I don't think the McDonald's workers are making minimum, are they?
Well, I'm saying minimum or more.
Yeah.
The person in the restaurant is not. Yeah. They're making, you know, $5.15 or whatever it is.
Right.
You know, and minimum wage in Ohio now is something like $11.
Is it really?
Yes. So everybody at the okay, so like that, let's say that drive-thru guy you tipped the other night, he's at least making $11. So now he's just got your money tax-free on top of whatever he made that hour.
Yeah. But it wasn't $2,500.
No, but if enough people do that over the course of a year, you can go up to $25,000 untaxed income if it comes in that way. Now, if it comes in your check, then you got to pay taxes on it. But if it comes through a tip, no taxes on the first
$25,000. Interesting.
I'm going to start telling people that I want to be paid in tip. Then you don't have to pay any taxes on it.
There you go.
Somehow you got to work the system.
Yep.
Do want to remind people to tune in tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m., Friday Night Live, the big program here on the station. It's always a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a rainy night tonight, so it'll be a good time to tune in. And then Matt will be back tonight from 10:15 to 11 p.m. on this station, live doing a show. And Sean, thanks for coming in today.
You're welcome.
And for this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
How do you deal with criticism? Because certainly 10 presidents, you've had your share of criticism. How do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider